As a member of the
God. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and the mercies toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your help that we have received. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for the answers you have released in response to our prayers. Thank you, Father. We thank you for blessing us with great blessings, both spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can succeed and prosper and make progress through those opportunities. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the battles that were too strong for us to conquer, that you empowered us to conquer. You defended us and you made us victorious over our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the testimonies you have given to us since January this year till today. Thank you for those testimonies we have because you answer prayers. Thank you for the joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for the happiness that we have because we have you in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for speaking your voice to us in those situations that appears confusing. Thank you for always speaking to us from your scriptures and through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for always guiding us to the path of the truth and righteousness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for those signs and wonders your mighty hand has performed among us here in this ministry. And we thank you for more miracles we are going to receive very shortly. Thank you, Father. We are here this evening, this midweek, to seek your face, to pray, to call upon your name in faith. Oh Lord, visit us according to the greatness of your power, according to the greatness of your name. Visit us tonight as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Let us have testimonies wishing after this prayer session in the name of Jesus. Take over this prayer meeting. Have your way in our midst. Empower us with your fire. Strengthen us with the power of your Holy Spirit. And give us divine utterances right here tonight as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we're going to prayer point. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah, 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 amen, hallelujah, 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 amen. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created. For all things and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created on all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And where created. who is lying on the knee. Oh, Lord, who is lying on the knee. Oh, Lord, I'm on the bones. Who is like me? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Blue in wonders, hallelujah. All upon the bones, all is like me. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never They are near every morning, always near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou speak, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need
that thy heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you.
Lord, you reign forever.
Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you.
And Lord, be your name. And Lord, be your name. And Lord, be your name. Lord, be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. The Lord be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority. The Lord be your name. With light unto thee, oh, this light unto thee, oh Lord, oh Lord, among the gods, oh. Is like thee. You are glorious in holiness. Yes, Lord, in praises. Hallelujah. Among the gods, none is like you. Who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Rainbow banner, Hosanna in the highest, in the highest. Let Jesus, let Jesus be lifted up. Hosanna. You are the mighty man in battle. Long shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, thou shalt die. Lord Jesus, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Jesus is the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Oh yes, Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name, glorious God. Glorious God. Beautiful King, excellent. Excellent Lord, we bow before your throne, your glorious, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent, excellent God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. Lord, we bow before your throne. For you are the glorious God. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. And your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher. Higher than all names. Than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. It touched your life. Sing it. It touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. You are unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. He's unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. Unchangeable, God. He's reliable, reliable, God. Reliable God, reliable God. Jesus, reliable God. Reliable God, reliable God. He's dependable, dependable God. Dependable God, dependable God. You are dependable, God. Dependable, God. Dependable, God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We
give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Praise him. He is greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all, higher than all, mightier than all, is richer than all. He is the Most High God. In everything, he is the highest. He is the Lord. He controls times and seasons. He controls the entire universe. He controls the nations of the earth. He controls all kingdoms, even the kingdoms of darkness. He controls his enemies. Worship him. He brings things out of nothing. He makes impossible things possible. He reverses irreversible things. He gives life to the dead, revival to the dying. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives power to the weak. Worship and praise him. He cures incurable diseases. Only him can give true deliverance and complete deliverance. Praise him. Only him can lift up a man, and no one will be able to pull him down. Only him can open doors, and no one will be able to shut those doors. Glorify him. Only him can bless, and no one can reverse the blessing. Amazing. We worship you, Father. You are too great to be measured, too big to be measured. You are too powerful, too strong. We worship you, Father. You are too strong to be defeated. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. The We just say, thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in my life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your power that is working in me, giving me the ability to succeed, ability to do good, ability to move forward. Begin to thank him. Bible says that its power is working in us. Its power is working in you, inside of you. The power of God is there. We thank you, Father, for your power that is working in me, giving me the ability to succeed, ability to prosper, ability to win battles, ability to overcome sin, ability to overcome temptations. Say, Father, thank you for your power that is working in me, giving me the ability to rule over my oppressors, ability to remain in dominion over darkness and their works. Thank you for your power that is working in me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship, thanksgiving. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord again. You can say, thank you, Lord, for how much you have changed my life. For I know who I used to be before, but now I am no longer that person. Say, thank you, Lord, for how much you have changed my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your transformation that has happened in my life. I cannot deny that you have transformed me. For I know how I used to be before. I know how my life used to be. I know how my mind used to be. How my thoughts used to be. How my emotions used to be. But you have changed me into another man. Thank you, Jesus, for how much you have changed my life. You changed me from a prayerless Christian to a prayerful Christian. You have changed me from a weak Christian to a strong Christian. You have changed me from a baby Christian to a matured Christian. Thank you for all the changes that have happened in my life through your power, through your grace, even physical changes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him again. You can say, Father, thank you for great things you are about to do in my life. Great things you're about to release into my life. open your mouth and begin to thank Him. There's no doubt that God is about to do great things in your life. There's no doubt in my heart about that. Say, thank you, Father, for great things you are going to do in my life very shortly. Beautiful things, glorious things, mighty things, miraculous things, supernatural things you are going to do in my life very shortly. Thank you, Father, for great and mighty things you are going to do in my life very shortly. Great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears have not heard. Things that has not come into the thoughts of men. That you have determined to do for me at this time. Thank you, Father, for those things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life for the manifestation of mighty miracles in my life. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life for the manifestation of mighty miracles in my life. Begin to pray like that. God wants to do mighty miracles in your life in this time, at this time. Pray this prayer with the whole of your heart. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life for the manifestation of miracles so that miracles can happen easily in my life. Oh Lord, let your heavens be open upon my life so that miracles can happen effortlessly in each day of my life. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Open your heavens. Open your heavens. Open your heavens. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, open your heavens over my life. Open your heavens over my situations. Open your heavens over each day of my life. Open your heavens over the environment of my life. Open your heavens over me, over my spirit, soul, and body for quick manifestation of miracles. For swift manifestation of miracles. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. The Father, open your heavens over my life. I want to live under open heaven. I want to live under open heaven. I want to do every activity, every daily activity under open heaven. When I pray, I want it to be under your open heaven. when I fast, when I worship, when I do spiritual exercises. I want it to be under your open heavens so that miracles can happen easily in my life. In the name of Jesus, put me under your open heaven so that your power can fall upon me, so that anointing can fall upon me, so that grace can fall upon me. Put me under your open heaven in every day of my life, so that revival can fall upon me, so that strength can fall upon me. Put me under your open heaven, O Lord, so that divine revelations can come upon me, so that divine encounters can come upon me. In the name of Jesus, put me under your open heavens, O Lord, so that I can receive angelic visitations, angelic interventions, in the name of Jesus. Put me, O Lord, under your open heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, let my voice be great power, great prayer in the place of prayer. Let my voice command the great power, great authority in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and pray like that. There are some voices that the demons are scared of. When they hear that voice, they run, because the voice commands power. And your voice can be part of those voices. There are not many voices like that. In the realm of the spirit, there are not many voices like that. But your own voice can be part of those voices. Say, in the name of Jesus, from today, let my voice command great fire from heaven. Command great authority from heaven whenever I pray in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, from today, my voice shall command fire. We saw in the Bible how the voice of Elijah commanded fire from heaven. Say, from today, my voice shall command fire. From today, my voice shall command power. My voice shall command thunder and lightning from heaven whenever I pray in the name of Jesus. My voice shall drive away demons. Do you believe that? It can happen to you. Say, from today, my voice shall drive away darkness, shall drive away demons, shall drive away serpents and scorpions. My voice shall drive away every unclean spirit whenever I speak. Whenever I pray, even my voice shall drive away sicknesses and diseases. From today, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. This is what God wants to do. That is why we are praying it prophetically. This is what God wants to do to you Bodhisattva Vidarahi, yeah, we are not many, but Bodhisattva Vidarahi, something will happen to you. Something will happen in your life. I want you to pray these prayers very seriously. Say, from today, my voice shall begin to command fire whenever I pray. Fire from heaven. Fire from the throne of God. From today, my voice shall command results, shall command solutions to problems. From today, my voice shall drive away demons. My voice shall bring the dead back to life. My voice shall set people on fire. My voice shall produce revival. From today, my voice shall command great authority from heaven whenever I pray and speak and preach. In the name of Jesus, my voice shall command victory over all the powers of darkness. My voice shall command destruction over all the powers and principalities of darkness. Whenever I pray, in the name of Jesus, my voice shall command healing from heaven, deliverance from heaven, prosperity from heaven, riches from heaven, wealth from heaven, power from heaven, dominion from heaven, from the onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So shall it be in your life. Everything you have said just now, so shall it be in your life in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural weapons to conquer every battle that confronts me. In the name of Jesus, I receive special weapons from heaven. Special weapons from heaven to conquer every battle that confronts me, to solve every problem that confronts me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Hashoshe Enitete Edebaha Nishishtekotishdea. Raise up your right hand, say, I receive supernatural weapons, angelic weapons, weapons of mass destruction. I receive divine weapons that doesn't miss target. I receive divine weapons that cannot fail to conquer all battles that I face. In the name of Jesus, I receive weapons, mighty weapons, heavenly weapons, supernatural weapons that solve problems, divine weapons that receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every
goodness that God has planted in each day of my life begins to manifest. Every goodness that God has planted in the days ahead of me, including today, let it begin to manifest. All the goodness God has planted in the days ahead of me, for me, let it begin to manifest. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, all the good things that God has placed in the days of my life, let them begin to manifest. Let them begin to manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. All the opportunities, all the helps, all the blessings, all the honor, the favor that God has planted in the days that I will live on earth, let them begin to manifest in my life. Let them begin to manifest in as I go through those days. As I go through the days ahead of me, let those goodness God has planted begin to enter into my life. In the name of Jesus. Let all the good things God has planted in the days ahead of me begin to manifest and begin to enter into my life as I go through those days. In the name of Jesus. Pray like that. All the good things, blessings, grace, strength, connections, destiny helpers, new relationships that God has planted in the days ahead of me, let them come into my life as I walk through those days. In the name of Jesus, including today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, we saw in the scripture where God told the Israelites that He has assigned His angel to go ahead of them. Yeah, the same way God is going to assign angels to go ahead of you into your journey, into your future. So that angel will go ahead of you to make every crooked straight, to make every difficult thing easy. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your angels, assign your angels to go ahead of me into my future, into the days ahead of me. Release your angels to go ahead of me as I journey into the future you have created for me. Release your angels to go ahead of me, to begin to make crooked paths straight, to begin to make difficult things easy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, assign your angels to go ahead of me as I journey into the future you have destined for me. Let your angels go ahead of me to make crooked paths strength to make impossible things possible. Let your angels go ahead of me to solve difficult problems, to make difficult things easy. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, send your angels into my future, beginning from the next day. Don't forget that tomorrow is also a future. A future don't have to be 10 years to come, 5 years to come, 2 years to come. Even tomorrow is future. The next hour is future. Yeah, the next 1 hour is future. The next 30 minutes is future. Say, Father, send your angels into my future to make every crooked path straightened, to make difficult things easy, to make breakthroughs appear, to make impossible things possible. Oh Lord, send your angels into my future so that as I enter into the future, I begin to experience great peace and great victory and great prosperity, because your angels would have done great works. Oh Lord, do this in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray for baptism of fire. Baptism of fire. We saw in the scriptures that Jesus is the one who baptizes with fire. He's the one who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire so that I fail no more, so that I lose no more, so that I lose, I don't lose battles anymore. Jesus, baptize me with fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. She has attested in a gala. Nishteste suzi gala. Matanenejuste dekuta. Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. Baptize my spirit with fire. My soul with fire. My body with fire, so that I fail no more, so that I lose no more, so that I don't lose battles again. Baptize me with fire, Lord Jesus, so that the enemy will not prevail over my life, so that I will not lose to the enemy any longer. Baptize me with fire, Lord Jesus. Baptize me with fire, Lord Jesus, so that I am I no longer suffer oppression, so that I no longer suffer failures, so that I no longer suffer defeat, so that I no longer fall into temptations. Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire for victory. Baptize me with fire for success. Baptize me with fire for excellence. Baptize me with fire for dominion. Baptize me with fire for elevation. Baptize me with fire for breakthroughs. Baptize me with fire for transformation. Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. To be baptized with fire is to maybe I shall call it is to have a victory happening in your life every second. That is what it means to be baptized with fire. It's more like there's an operation going on in your spirit in every second. Destroy every form of darkness, every form of loss, every form of pollution, every form of uncleanness. So baptism of fire is an ongoing operation of God inside you. Ongoing operation is more like a machine that is always working and does not have a time that it stops. And because some people have asked me questions like what is baptism of fire? How does it look like? Is it the same with baptism of the Holy Spirit? How do I know that I have the baptism of fire? Yeah, so that is why I'm explaining it to you. So to have baptism of fire is like to have a machine in you that is always working every second to destroy whatever that is unclean, that is dark, whatever that is unrighteous, whatever that is polluting, yeah, whatever that is not of God, whatever that cannot be found in God, that cannot be found in heaven. So imagine that something keeps on vibrating inside of you, keeps on moving in you, walking in you every second to destroy every unclean thing, every dark thing, including every thought or imagination that is wrong, that is not of God. That is what it means to be baptized with fire. Yeah, not many Christians have this baptism. of fire. Yeah, not many Christians have it. But you can have it if you really desire it. So you're going to pray again. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, I want this baptism of fire. I want to become an extraordinary Christian. A supernatural Christian. Oh Lord, baptize me in your fire. Make me a carrier of your fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Baptize me with an unquenchable fire. Fire that nothing can quench. That even me cannot quench that fire. Lord, baptize me with that fire. Open your mouth and pray. I hope you are praying and you are not wasting your time. I hope you are serious with this prayer. The Father baptize me with fire. Baptize me with your fire that cannot be quenched. Baptize me with your fire that does not go down. Your fire that cannot be defeated by the strongest darkness. Oh Lord, fill me with that fire. Your fire that is always burning. Always walking, always destroying, always fighting, even with that fire. Let that fire control my life. Let that fire take over my life. Your fire that consumes every darkness. Your fire that consumes every uncleanness. Your fire that consumes every works of the devil. Let that fire take over my life and remain in my life forever. In the name of Jesus, let your fire fill up my life and stay there forever. In the name of Jesus, baptize me, O Lord, in your fire. I want to be an extraordinary Christian. I no longer want to be a weak Christian. I want to be a strong Christian, a victorious Christian. Lord, baptize me in your fire. Baptize me in your fire. Your fire that does not stop burning, that can never stop burning. Lord, baptize me in that fire and keep me in that fire forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we must pray. Amen. Amen. Now, when we talk about baptism, whether baptism of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, or baptism of fire, which of course is that fire is the fire of the Holy Spirit. So this fire we are talking about is the fire of the Holy Spirit. That the fire is necessary for the Holy Spirit to do His perfect work in your life, for the Holy Spirit to be able to have His way in your life as He wants to. Yeah, so that is why this fire is necessary. So it is still, the fire is still the same Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's still coming from Holy Spirit. The fire is the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's coming from inside the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so when we say that you are baptized in fire, it means that you are under the influence and control of that fire. That is, you are always under the influence and control of that fire. So the meaning of baptism is to lose control. That's the meaning of baptism. Yeah. To lose control. The Holy Ghost now takes control. It's like someone that is drunk. Yeah, someone that is drunk. There are someone that have taken alcohol and is drunk. And now he has lost control. So he can no longer control himself. In fact, he can no longer walk properly. And that is how baptism of Holy Ghost of fire, that is how it is. Yeah. So if you have not gotten up to the point where you have lost control, and it is now this fire that is in control, it is now the Holy Ghost that is in control, then don't say you are baptized yet. Yeah, because many people, because they can speak in tongues, they say, I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, maybe they have maybe 10% baptism. Yeah, but 100% baptism means that you are no longer in control of your life. It is now the Holy Ghost and fire that is in control. That is when you can say that you are fully baptized. Hope you understand me. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body for the baptism of your Holy Ghost and fire. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body for the baptism of your Holy Ghost and fire. Let your fire control my life. Let your Holy Ghost and fire control my life. From this day onward, open your mouth and pray like that. You have to lose control. Jesus is not going to force himself on you. You have to lose control. You have to give him the control. Let me surrender my spirit, soul, and body to you, Lord Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost set fire. Begin to control my life from today onward. In the name of Jesus, I surrender the totality of my life unto you, Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost and fire take over my life. Let your Holy Ghost and fire drive me. Let your Holy Ghost and fire control me in the name of Jesus. Give me 100% baptism of your Holy Ghost and fire. The Lord Jesus, give me 100% baptism of your Holy Ghost and fire. I don't want 10%. I don't want 50%. I want 100% of the baptism of your Holy Ghost and fire in my life. In the name of Jesus. Such that when I speak, it is fine. When I'm walking, everywhere will catch fire. Such that whatever I do, fire follows them. Lord Jesus, give me 100% baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You are going to pray. If your life is not in fire, full of fire, every attack of the devil will always succeed in your life. Yeah, some of you, there are a lot of attacks of the devil that have already succeeded in your life. So a lot of arrows of darkness are already inside your life. Yeah, and the reason is because there is no fire there. So when fire has saturated you, any attack that comes from the realm of darkness, they will die instantly. Yeah, either they die or they bounce back. It's either those attacks perish instantly or they backfire to whoever sends them. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, fill me with fire that will never allow satanic attacks to succeed over me. Fill me with your fire. To the point that no attack of the enemy will be able to succeed over me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Yes, thank you. Fill me with fire. To the point that no attack of the enemy, no satanic attack, demonic attack, marine spirit attack, no witchcraft attack, no serpentine attack will be able to succeed over me. Oh Lord, fill me with your fire. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with your fire, oh Lord. In such a way that no attack of the enemy will be able to enter into my life and succeed. Saturate my life with fire. In such a way that no darkness, no devil, no arrow of darkness will be able to enter into my life to carry out their evil. In the name of Jesus, fill up my life with fire. Fill every cell in my body with fire. Such that no attack, no virus, no disease will be able to survive therein. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. hands long. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now you're going to place your right hand on your head. We want to pray against those attacks that have already succeeded in your life. Yeah, those things that Satan fired, those evil, Satan fired into you, and then because you were so lukewarm and spiritually dead, those things were able to enter and they were able to succeed. So those are the things we want to target right now. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, manifest in me to destroy every attack of the enemy that have already succeeded in me. The fire of the Holy Ghost manifest in me and destroy them now." Open your mouth and pray. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, manifest in me. Manifest in my spirit. Manifest in my spirit. Manifest in my soul. Manifest in my soul. Manifest in my body. Manifest in my body. Destroy every attack of the enemy that have already succeeded in me. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Undo them. Whatever those attacks need, fire of the Holy Ghost, reverse it now. Undo it now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever those attacks need, whatever they have done, fire of the Holy Ghost, cancel them now. I hope you are praying. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost manifest in me. Destroy all the attacks of the enemy that have already succeeded in me. Now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Open to them now. Consume them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The fire of God needs fuel. It needs, well, just as you can put fuel in a vehicle to continue to move, or put fuel inside a lantern so that it can continue to burn and to shine. So also the fire of God, this baptism of fire, means that you continue to give it fuel. Yeah, and you might want to ask, what is that fuel that I will give this fire to continue to burn? That fuel is your flesh. Yeah, the desires of your flesh, the works of your flesh, your Adamic nature, all those cravings in you, sinful cravings inside of you, inside of your human nature, your Adamic nature, the nature you inherited from your ancestors. Yeah, all those things that nature is asking for. So those are the things that you will give to the fire to burn. All those lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, all those worldly cravings in you, worldly lust, those are the fuel you give to this fire. So you must constantly crucify those desires, those carnal desires, sinful desires. So it is as you continually crucify them, then the fire will continue to burn very powerfully. Yeah, so that is the fuel. You must give fuel to the fire, to this fire. Oh, we are talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I release the works of my flesh as well for the fire of God to continue to burn in me. It means to say, I release the works of my flesh. Desires, the sinful desires in my flesh, the sinful nature in me, I release it now as well for the fire of God to continue to burn in me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I release the works of the flesh in me to become fuel for the fire of God to burn in the name of Jesus. And I release all that is carnal in me, all those things in me that is worldly and carnal and fleshly. I hand them over to the Holy Ghost as fuel for the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn in me forever. In the name of Jesus, all the desires in me that is not the desires of the Holy Spirit, all the cravings in me that is not the desires of Jesus, I release them as fuel for the fire of the Holy Ghost to continue to burn in my life. In the name of Jesus, I release my flesh as fuel for the fire. I release myself as fuel for the fire. I release the sinful passions in me as fuel for the fire. I release all the worldliness in me as fuel for the fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All the Adamic nature, all the attitude, character of the Adamic nature in me, I release them as fuel for the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in my life continually. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have several more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. Yeah, still on baptism of I mean, one of the things it does is that it transforms your prayer life. And not only that, it enables you to pray for long hours. Yeah. Have you ever found yourself in prayer and then the longer you stay in that prayer, the more you are enjoying it? This baptism will make you to enjoy long hours prayers. You will be praying and you will be enjoying it. You know, usually many people, the longer they pray, the more they start, after they have prayed for some hours, they start getting tired. Some start losing interest in the prayer. This baptism will not make you to get tired in prayer, and it will not make you lose interest. It will not make prayer boring. It will make it sweet. You will not want to stop. I don't know if you have experienced that. Yeah, but I'm telling you what I experience a lot. You will not want to stop. You will want to continue. Yeah, you will be enjoying the prayer. Or maybe it's worship you are doing. You would have spent 6 hours and you are still enjoying it. And you don't want to stop. That is what this baptism does. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with fire of your Holy Spirit that is able to transform my prayer life, that is able to make me a prayer machine. This baptism will make you a prayer machine. You'll be praying and you won't be able to stop. So Lord, fill me with the fire of your Holy Spirit to transform my prayer life such that I'm able to pray for long hours without getting tired. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fill me with the fire of your Holy Ghost to the point that my prayer life transforms. Fill me, O Lord, with the fire of your Holy Ghost such that my prayer life transforms into such that cannot get tired. Into such that can go on for hours. Oh Lord, give me this baptism to change my prayer life such that I'm able to pray for many hours without getting tired. Such that I'm able to pray for long hours without losing interest. Oh Lord, transform my prayer life through the baptism of fire. In the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus, transform my prayer life through your baptism of fire so that I'm able to go on in prayer for many hours without getting tired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. Yeah, if I should bring my own personal prayer life into my public prayer meetings, like what we are doing now, you know, we're in a prayer meeting right now. If I should bring my personal prayer life into this prayer meeting, I can continue to lead prayers for the next 7 hours and I will not be tired. Why? Because in my own personal prayer life, I go far than that. Yeah. But the reason why I cut short the hours we spend in public meetings like this is because I know that many of you don't have that capacity in your spirit to pray for long hours. Yeah. So, this thing is real. So, because sometimes when I talk about things like this, some people feel like it's not possible. What can I pray for 6 hours at a stretch? How is that possible? It is possible. And now I am an example. Yeah, so stop looking at it as I cannot reach that level. I think it is impossible. It is possible. You can do it if you really want to. Yeah, so you're going to pray. God just needs to do some things to your spirit. Yeah, because it is not according to the human strength. It is according to the strength of God. So God just needs to do certain things to you, and you will be able to do this thing very, you'll be able to do it, you know, very well. And it will be so easy for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, do special operations in my spirit, man. That will change my prayer life. That will enable me to go and to pray for long hours. So, Lord Jesus, do special operations in my spirit to enable me pray for long hours. Open your mouth and pray like that. I'm still going to talk about the benefit of praying for long hours. I will still talk about that. Say, Lord Jesus, do special operations in my spirit to enable me pray for long hours. In the name of Jesus, touch my spirit. Walk in my spirit. Do surgery in my spirit. Rewire my spirit. Reconfigure my spirit into such spirit that can pray for long hours. In the name of Jesus, do your operations in my spirit to enable me do great exploits in the place of prayer. Do special operations in my spirit, Lord Jesus, to enable me get great victories in the place of prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, Listen, I'll talk about the benefits of praying for long hours. One of the benefits is that you will have speed in whatever you do. I mean, what I mean by speed is that you will make progress very fast in whatever you do. You will succeed very fast. You will excel very fast because there are some grace that you will not be able to receive until you have prayed to a certain point. Yeah. There are some grace that you will not be able to receive them until you have prayed. Let's say, for instance, you start prayer. In your personal closet, you start praying, and then you spend 2 hours, 3 hours. Now, there are some grace that grace is waiting for you at the night hour. Yeah. You will not find that grace until you have prayed until 9 hours. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, you will not be able to touch certain realms in the spiritual realm until you have prayed to a certain point. So many Christians don't always reach that point. They just feel like, I've tried, so they just leave. Of course, it's not as if you will not get some blessings if you pray 3 hours and then you stop. And of course, this thing has to do with practice. You might not be able to do that. You might not be able to pray 9 hours at once. But what I'm saying is that let that be your goal. Yeah, to pray to the point where you will be seeing those changes happening with your eyes. You'll be seeing your life change. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There's a point you will pray to and you yourself, you will practically see your life change. You'll be seeing it like this. And everything will be changing. You won't be able to deny what you will experience in those realms. Yeah, so it's produced speed. In your spiritual growth, there will be speed. And whatever you are doing, whether secular job, whether ministry work, there will be speed. I mean, your success will happen very fast. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my heart begin to generate hunger for more exploit in the place of prayer. Let my heart begin to produce hunger, deep hunger for more exploit in the place of prayer. Let me begin to have hunger in my heart to want to stay longer in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and pray like that. You need this in these last days. There is too much evil in this world. If you can't pray for long hours, you will be oppressed. You will be seriously limited and oppressed. Say, Father, let my heart constantly generate hunger for great exploits in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, let my heart continue to generate hunger that would drive me into the place of prayer. So this thing, it has to do with hunger. It has to do with passion. There must be something you are looking for. You don't just go into prayer. There must be something you are looking for. There must be something that you want to see happen. There must be a transformation you are looking for. Yeah. So say, Lord, let my heart begin to generate hunger that would drive me into prayer, and that will keep me in the place of prayer for a long time. Lord, let my heart begin to generate that hunger, begin to produce that hunger. In the name of Jesus, such hunger that would drive me into prayer, and I will not want to stop praying until I get, or until that hunger is satisfied. Lord, let such hunger begin to rise from my heart. Such hunger that will push me into prayer and will sustain me in prayer for a long time. In the name of Jesus. Such hunger that I will not want to stop praying until the hunger is satisfied. Lord, give me such hunger. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. If you look at the scriptures, you're going to see that there are a lot of spiritual experiences. In the scriptures, that you as a Christian should hunger for. So now, let me ask you, since when you have been reading your Bible, are there certain things you saw in certain people in the Bible that you feel that you also can have those things those people in the Bible had? Yeah, is that not enough to create hunger in your heart? Yes. All those people all those people you read about in the Bible, and how they walked with God, and how they demonstrated great power, how they had powerful encounters with God. Those experiences they had, is that not enough to stir up hunger in your heart that you also hunger that says I also want to experience what these people experience. And you let such hunger grow in your heart. Hunger that we say, you want to experience what David experienced that made him never tired of praising God every day. Or I want to experience what Ezekiel experienced, what Moses experienced. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put in my heart hunger for all the powerful and wonderful experiences in the Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, put in my heart hunger for all the wonderful and powerful experiences people like me experienced in the Bible. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A man of God once said that you went into these 7 days dry fasting with the book of yeah, because he wants to experience all those things, all those mighty move of God that happened in the book of Acts of the Apostles. As he was reading those Bible, he was praying that he also would transform into those people that God used in that book. The Lord give me hunger for the experiences that men and women like myself had in the Bible. Give me hunger for those experiences. Give me hunger that will drive me into the place of prayer to pray until I also have similar experiences. Until I also get similar encounters in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Lord Jesus, transform my life from a miracle speaker into a miracle worker. The Lord Jesus transformed my life from one that seeks miracles into one that walks miracles. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. God wants every Christian to grow from a miracle seeker to a miracle walker. The Lord Jesus transformed my life from one who seeks for miracles into one who performs miracles. Transform my life from one who prays for miracles into one who walks it out, who performs it. Lord Jesus, transform my life. Bring me into a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus. You don't have to be a pastor to work miracles. You don't have to be an apostle or prophet or evangelist or whatever to work miracles. The Lord Jesus transformed me from one who seeks for miracles, who prays for miracles, into one who walks the miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away every loss in my life, in my heart, that is affecting my spiritual growth. Every loss. Another word for lust is cravings. They are craving for things that are not of God. Carnal things, carnal pleasures. Say, Father, remove every lust in my heart that is affecting my spiritual growth, that is limiting my spiritual growth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every lust of the flesh, love of money is part of lust. Greed is part of lust. Yeah, when it's just money that you're after, you cannot grow spiritually. If all you're after is money, or maybe you are not yet married, and all you're after is I want to get married, that is lust. Yeah, it's lost. Say, Father, remove every lust in my heart that is affecting my spiritual growth. You must not pray for anything in this world. You must pray only for God and His kingdom. Then God would decide when to give you those material things or earthly things. Let God be the one to decide when you should have the physical things of this world. Say, oh Lord, take away lust from my heart. Take away pride from my heart. Take away every craving in me, craving for the things of this world, craving for the pleasures of this world that is affecting my spiritual growth, that is affecting my purity. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You are going to pray. If I should ask you, what are the things that motivates you to go into prayer? Now, what is your motivation for prayer? I mean, the things that motivates you to want to pray. If those things are earthly things, then you still have a long way to go in your walk with God. Yeah, and you might not receive grace to become a prayer warrior if your motivation is earthly things. If the reason why you go into prayer is to get earthly things, to get God release earthly things to you. I'm not saying we should not pray for earthly bliss. I mean, we should not pray that God bless us with earthly things. But that, don't let that be the motivation. Don't let that be the motivation that pushes you into the place of prayer. If that is always your motivation, then you cannot grow, and your prayer life will not be powerful. So your motivation must be heavenly things. Yeah, your motivation must be heavenly things, not earthly things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall always be motivated by the things above. My prayer life, my spiritual life, shall always be motivated by heavenly things, by the things above and not by the things in this world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. If you think deep, you will understand this prayer point. Say, from today, I shall only be motivated by earthly things. I shall only be motivated by heavenly things and not by earthly things. I shall only be inspired by heavenly things and not by earthly things. In the name of Jesus, my prayer life shall only be motivated by heavenly things from this day onward. My spiritual life, my fasting life, my Bible study life, all the spiritual exercises I do shall from today be motivated by heavenly things. Some people, they go into fasting and prayer because of competition. Those are earthly things. Because of pride. Those are earthly things. That motivation is not heavenly, it's earthly. So from today, my motivation shall come from above in the name of Jesus. My motivation shall come from above in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. King of glory, we thank you for your faithful, kind, compassionate, and gracious. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for loving us with everlasting love. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything you have done in us and in our lives and situations through this prayer session. Thank you for things we did not even ask for in this prayer session that you have already done. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for those mighty miracles that will be appearing in the lives of everyone here very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you move in every life here, move mightily, and enforce your will to happen to everyone in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that in your body, the will of God shall prevail. In your soul, the will of God shall prevail. In your spirit, the will of God shall prevail in the name of Jesus. In your calling and destiny and ministry, the plan of God shall prevail in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness that have been assigned to confuse you out of God's will, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness that have been assigned to deceive you out of God's will, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every addiction in your life, every sin addiction in your life that you are secretly feeding, even though people around you don't know, but you know that you are feeding a particular sin secretly. You are addicted to a particular sin. I decree that by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that addiction is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. That sin addiction is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. From today, you shall live above sin in the name of Jesus. You shall have dominion over sin in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the help and helpers you need at this time to move forward, they shall come looking for you in the name of Jesus. The support, the sponsorship that you need at this time shall come looking for you in the name of Jesus. God will send people into your life that will be ready to partner with you to fulfill your vision in the name of Jesus. People that will make your problem their problems, and they will not rest until they see your problems get solved. Heaven shall send them into your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.